imagine you were born blind. You don't know what anything looks like. You've never seen anything. Colours mean nothing to you. Then one day, Jesus walks up and heals you. He hands you your sight. How would you react? How would you want others to react? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at signs, wonders, and miracles from a different perspective. Okay, so you're blind from birth. I mean, just imagine that. You have no sense of what anything looks like. You only understand texture by touching. You identify people and places by smells and sounds rather than by sight. When people talk about red or blue or the colour of a sunset, you get completely no idea what they're talking about. None. And then Jesus walks into your life and gives you your sight for the very first time. Come on! What would that feel like? Totally incredible, right? Let's have a read of this beautiful, powerful story. Jesus gives sight to the blind man. John's Gospel, chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "It wasn't that man who sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God might be seen and displayed in him. We must work the works of him who has sent me while it is day, for night is coming when no work can be done. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with his saliva. He anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbours and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Hang on, isn't that the guy who used to sit there and beg?" Someone said, "Yeah, it's him." "No, can't be. Maybe it's just someone who looks like him." But he kept saying, "I'm the guy, I'm the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" And he answered, "This man called Jesus made mud, rubbed it in my eyes and said, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and I washed and I received my sight." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus had made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him, "How did he receive his sight?" And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes and I washed it and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man isn't from God, for he doesn't keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who's a sinner do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he was the one that opened your eyes?" He said, "The man's a prophet." The Jews didn't believe that he'd been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who'd received his sight and they asked them, "Is this your son who they say was born blind? How then does he see?" His parents answered, "We know that it's our son. We know that he was born blind, but as to how he sees, we have no idea. Nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He's of age. He'll speak for himself." His parents had said those things because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be the Christ, that person was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "Well, ask him. He's of age." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." And he answered, "Whether he's a sinner, I don't know. But one thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I can see." And they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered, "I've already told you, but you wouldn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become one of his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken through Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "So why? This is an amazing thing. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard of that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't do a thing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and you would teach us," and they cast him out. Jesus heard that they'd cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, and who is he, sir, that I may believe?" And Jesus said to him, "You've seen him, and it's he who's speaking to you." So the man answered, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of them, the Pharisees near him, they heard him saying these things, and said to him, are we also blind? And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. Here's what blows me totally away. A blind man has just been healed. And this isn't one of these televangelists claiming a healing miracle when you have no idea if the person in the wheelchair on your TV screen was disabled in the first place, or the person who was blind or deaf who'd been given their sight or hearing was indeed blind or deaf in the first place. Come on, this guy's been blind from birth. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows that. This is a serious, real, authenticated, verifiable miracle that no one has ever seen before. And the religious leaders, the Pharisees, are worried about the fact that Jesus healed the guy on the Sabbath, the day when no work is to be done. They grill the guy. They put him through the third degree. This man who's just received his sight gives it back to them with both barrels. He states the blindingly, glimpsingly obvious. Why, this is the amazing thing. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know God doesn't listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, God listens to them. Never since the world began has it been heard of that anyone who was blind from birth had their eyes opened. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. In other words, guys, the evidence speaks for itself. You may not know where he comes from. You may not like him. He may well be upsetting your religious apple cart. But I used to be blind. You all know that. But now I can see. Do you see the sharp contrast between this man's newfound vision, which comes from the power of God through Jesus, and the spiritual blindness of the religious leaders? And Jesus sums it all up for them. He tells them, you're the guys who are really blind here because you missed it completely. The spiritual leaders, those who should have had the wisdom and insight and knowledge, those who claimed to have sight, were in fact blind. I remember sitting in a meeting being told by a very respectable Christian leader and teacher, a man who was heard by millions of people through the media around the world, that miracles didn't take place anymore. I was only a young Christian at the time, but I remember my blood boiling. I didn't know much, but I knew that the power of God is real. God found me on the 8th floor balcony of a hotel room about to take my own life. He pulled me back from the brink through a Gideon's Bible I'd been reading the night before and saved me. He transformed my life, and here I am all those years later telling millions of people around the world about this very same powerful, loving, miracle-working Jesus. That man, that religious leader, was just like these Pharisees and Sadducees in this story. He was denying the power of God. What he didn't realize was he was talking to me, and I have to tell you, am a walking, living, breathing miracle. My life was saved by Jesus. My spiritual blindness was cured by Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that the transformative power of Jesus Christ is real. I tell you that because I read it here in the Bible. I tell you that because I've experienced it in the most powerful and dramatic way in my life. Jesus is real, and he wants to make the most powerful difference, the most amazing, the most transformative difference in your life too. And my friend, don't let anyone, no matter how plausible they sound, tell you any different. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.